Welcome to the Rosie on the House Arizona Hour. Driven by Sanderson Ford.
Your weekend wake-up tradition.
It's Rosie on the House.
Well, a beautiful Arizona Saturday morning to you all. Good morning and welcome to Rosie on the House. It was 136 years ago Arizona was established as a territory. The following year, the first four counties were created. Among the original four was Yavapai County, the county that Cottonwood sits in, our staycation destination of this month. At the time, the county was so big, 65,000 square miles. Had it stayed like that, today it would tie Washington as the 21st largest state. But once it got pared down with Apache, Coconino, Gila, Maricopa, Navajo counties, it shrunk considerably, but it's still bigger than the state of Massachusetts, with a population of 2,000 in 1870, and equate to one person per 30 square miles.
I love it.
That's some peaceful room.
Yes.
not quite as spacious today, but there's still some big country out there in Yavapai County, in a beautiful part of Arizona. Every month, we have a staycation destination. You can go to arizonastaycation.com and sign up to stay, and we're bringing a little history and trivia from around that part of the state. And next month we go to, is it Patagonia? I think it's Patagonia next month.
I believe so.
We're always Patagonia. Drawing way ahead. So we're setting up right now for October in Lakeside. Greer. No,
Patagonia is October.
Yeah, Patagonia is October. Okay. Our next one's in Greer for elk bugling.
Nice.
So can I win that?
That one... It has already been drawn. So you're entering now to go to Patagonia.
I think Roby already won that one.
Also in Cottonwood this weekend, there's a couple events going on down at the river. There's a really neat event for families. It's called Waterway Story Walk. And it's about a four-hour time frame where you walk around the community park at the Rosanico Family Park. And they've got parts of the story all around the park, so you have to move to read the whole story and get to experience everything the park has to offer. And then later on that afternoon, the Smithsonian Traveling Water Exhibit, which really has caught my interest, and I'm going to make a point, but it's from now through October, we have this Smithsonian Museum Traveling Water Exhibit going on in Arizona, and it's going to be at that Arizona Waterways event. You can find those. It's a Camp Verde Community Library. They're all on cottonwoodchamber.org, and then you just go into the events tab. And they've also got a listing there for an interesting event. You can go create your own totem pole. Well, I don't know if you know, but I didn't know this until I started reading about it, but a totem pole is supposed to have 9 animals, and each animal is supposed to be representative of you in some way. And I was thinking about it, and there's a list. You can go to AmericanLegends.com, and they've got a list of what each animal represents. And looking through it, I've picked some for everybody. Rosie, on your totem pole, you would need a beaver for builder.
Okay. All right.
And after your accident, I think I'd put a bat up there as well for rebirth.
All right. Cat of 9 lives.
Cat of 9 lives. I don't understand how they had animals that were native to Africa on there, but they did, because I thought totem poles were an American Indian thing. But there was the camel there, and I picked it for Jennifer for humility. Gary, you're a cow.
Thanks a lot.
Love of home, community, contentment, joy, easygoing, patience, grounded.
Okay, 2 out of 3 ain't bad.
I would put an alligator on mine for stealth. I can be pretty quiet sometimes.
Yeah. Well, you got a buddy over there at what's it called now? It used to be called Dolphinarius. Now it's you got the alligator over there.
Oh, that's yes, right, our big alligator over there.
800-pound monster
at the aquarium. And so it's a $60 class, and you go, and it's a 3 series, and it helps you pick your animals and design your totem pole. And I think we should all get totem poles and put it next to our disc tests that we have stapled up in our office.
That's right.
You got your disc test and your totem pole. But it got me thinking, could you do a totem pole for maybe not a person, but let's say an athlete? I was going through it. I would put a crab on there for move sideways, and that's pretty important.
Yeah.
a deer for seller of adventure. Okay. You got to put in a horse for stamina, a lizard for hidden defense, prairie dog for preparedness, a woodpecker for communication, a goose for teamwork, a falcon for rising above, all things that an athlete would need. That brings us up to eight, but the ninth one we're going to need some help with, and we've brought Voice of Arizona Sports and Kevin McCade to help us pick that ninth one for the top of the totem pole. Should it be a parrot for mockery, the way some of these yahoos act, or, you ready for this one?
Yeah.
In honor of the officiating team of the Saints-Ram game, should it be the porcupine for non-interference?
I vote porcupine.
Yeah,
right now.
That's a no-brainer. Come on, that's not even a I think it's slanted. We'll take the porcupine with all the thorns that were cast out and thrown. Yes, it's porcupine all the way at the top of this totem pole.
So that's our last shot at that officiating game. We're starting a new season
You haven't
now.
Let it go yet, have you?
They never will.
No, they never shouldn't. Will,
nope,
shouldn't.
Nope, we let it go right there. That was it, our last shot.
We wait till week two when we play the Rams again.
Yeah, that's right.
Not like you have it circled or anything. I just want to, not like have that game circled on your calendar. Here we go.
Big time for sports. So we thought this hour we would talk about tailgating and starting off with the high school level. You mentioned how big high school.
Well, I'm so excited to be here, you guys. Thank you for having me. This is and you're sticking me with a porcupine to kick off the show, but I love what you guys do. I'm a fan, and you know this. I see you in the hallways here and kind of half jealous that I can't come down here, but it's so neat. And you know, I do the high school show down the dial here and love it. I've been in Arizona pretty much my whole life, and when I left television, and they hire pretty young people to do television now, and I'm none of those. None of those. And so they said, Kevin, you covered high school sports here in Arizona for – since 1981, why don't you just take that? So that's what I do on Saturdays, and it's gotten so big, guys. I mean, it's high school. I mean, it's not Texas, it's not Louisiana, it's not Florida, California, but
it's still great.
It's so, and the talent level has risen. I mean, you talk about, we've got the premier quarterback in the country, Spencer Rattler, who was featured on QB1 worldwide, is now at Oklahoma. We've got two kids playing this year who've committed to Michigan, J.D. Johnson from Pinnacle High School, and Jack Miller from Chaptown, from Chaparral.
Yeah, baby.
I know. Yeah. Bow down to your Chaparral.
That's right.
He's going to Ohio State. So you have the greatest rivalry in college football, Ohio State-Michigan, that may wind up featuring two kids from our backyard here. So I love it. It's gotten big. It's gotten crazy and good all at the same time. And with it, they do go out and tailgate. A little hot right now, but they do go out there, and it's kind of fun. It's really become all these little villages around the valley, all these little communities make up these high schools, and that's what makes it great.
And when we were talking, you had a tie-in back to Cottonwood and Mingus. And I thought it was a great story to share as we're talking about where the football has come from, what it was to what it is.
Well, I love this because I went to school at NAU, and we had a friend, and his name was Billy, and he had a rough time with the girls. He was a loser. And Mingus at the time, Mingus Union, they couldn't win a football game. They were the team that you scheduled for homecoming, because so we called him Billy Mingus. They couldn't win. He couldn't win with the girls. So it was Billy Mingus, and he's gone on to be very successful. He's a lawyer and a judge. And Mingus, though, Bob Young went in there a few years ago and turned them around. They became a football perennial powerhouse, and they competed for state championships. But when he heard the story, Kevin McCabe coming on and saying, don't play like Billy Mingus today. They have a sign like Notre Dame. They've got a sign walk out of the locker room saying, don't play like Billy Mingus today. So,
Poor Billy. I would hate to be Billy.
No, but I think he takes a lot of pride in it now. But it's I have a love, not only, and that's the great thing, is not only the teams here in the Valley, in Maricopa County, but I've been at, I worked in Flagstaff and Tucson. You know, I've been to Babakeviri. I've been to, Kayenta. So it's not just a show and not just a love for Arizona, for Valley High School sports, but Mingus Union. I mean, great history, great lore there. Don't play like Billy. They played like Billy Mingus last night, though.
And we need to get better at scheduling, because I didn't even realize this till I was talking to Kevin. He said when you called me and wanted to talk about tailgating, I thought this was going to be in Hawaii, where U of A has their opening.
Yeah, who
dropped the ball on scheduling that? Yeah. We should have been in Hawaii doing this broadcast.
I'm thinking, you say, hey, we're going to kick it off. We got college. I said, okay, U of A, Hawaii. And I'm thinking we'd have the dancers, the fire dancers. And I love it. And maybe have some shish kebabs going. We've got U of A kicking it off tonight in Hawaii, which is kind of fun. And then ASU next Thursday, which is kind of a weird, unique schedule. But it's here, and football's on us, and it's – I'm excited. I'm really excited for ASU football. I went to their kickoff luncheon yesterday, and Herm Edwards, who's just an unbelievable, passionate man, brings something unique to it. They've got a freshman quarterback. They've got Eno Benjamin, who may be one of the great running backs in the country, quietly here in Arizona. So Arizona State excites me on Thursday night. I know they'll be tailgating out there.
Yeah.
And you know what, Romy? I laugh at this because you called me and said, let's do a tailgate. 39 years I've been a broadcaster. I've never tailgated.
He's working.
I walked through it. Hey, Kevin, you want one of these? No, I can't drink that. I've got to go on.
FCC has rules about that kind of thing.
Well, maybe I can have a sip.
We'll have to kidnap you and take you to an LSU game. Well, yeah. Introduce you to some of the tailgating. Yes.
And the food and the uniqueness, and I'm sure at LSU, I can't even imagine, you know, the crayfish gumbo and all. Just
It's pretty spectacular. We still have my dad's season tickets. So Jennifer and I go home for LSU games. And she came up with the idea a couple of years ago, why don't we ever go to any away games? I said, because I don't have any away tickets. So it ended up that we were going to play Auburn in Auburn. And I tell you what, those were the finest fans in all our purple and gold walk in the Auburn University. We were invited into every tent. Come on in here. Thanks for coming to our town. Let me give you some gumbo, some jambalaya. Here, have a mint julep. They were spectacular.
Oh, man. And see, that's what makes it great. And I don't think, again, I love the schools here in Arizona. I went to NAU, and there's a pretty good tailgate session out there. But that what they have down there in the SEC, what they have there in major college football, it is crazy.